Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Have you always wanted to make an impact for yourself, your team, and your lab? But you find yourself keep falling back in overwhelm, self-doubt, or just plain not knowing what to do? Well, in today's episode of Elaborate Topics podcast, we'll help you get the answers and help you move forward in the right direction. Welcome to Elaborate Topics podcast. Today, I'm your host, and I'm Lona Small, and I'm an executive coach and consultant at LabOpex Training and Consulting, where I coach lab executives and leaders who are overwhelmed to find calm and clarity and to have the impact they always wanted for themselves, their teams, and their labs. And I'm so excited about today's episode. Today, we are talking about moving from this technical expert to an impactful leader. So many smart and experienced medical lab professionals move up the ranks of leadership from being this technical expert only to get frustrated and overwhelmed as a leader. And this is unfortunate because there's not much being taught to medical lab professionals on leadership. And whatever is being taught are usually those technical aspects of the management role and not so much how to succeed and have that impact as a leader. And I know I've told this story on one of these episodes, or maybe several of the episodes, where I found myself standing outside of my manager's office with my heart pounding and my palms sweaty because I couldn't figure out how to solve a staffing challenge that I was having. And after sitting down and talking to my manager, she looked at me and she said, "You better figure it out, because I had to learn all this by the seat of my pants." And I was a new supervisor, not a new supervisor in a new country. I just landed that job a few months after graduating college. I got the job because I had previous leadership experience, but in a different country. So here I was, with a different team, different people, different technical stuff, different team culture, different expectation, different challenges, and no training and orientation. And I basically had to hit the ground running. And I was also expected to be training others and overseeing others. And of course, I was overwhelmed. I couldn't come up with the ideas that I needed for the challenges that I was having. And I know I did an episode on happiness. And when you're really stressed, it's usually very difficult to solve problems. And after leaving my manager's office with all the frustration and not feeling supported, I made the decision that I was going to figure out this leadership thing. And when I did, I was going to teach others what I knew. And it really took me on a journey, a lot of exploration. A lot of it was fun learning and moving outside of the lab setting in order to learn a lot that I've learned were not the traditional things. And what I learned was how important it was to create the right team culture. And I learned a lot of that in non-traditional training and settings, and how important creating those team culture will help with the outcomes that's necessary for the great team. Also, what I actually figured out was how much it was important to invest in yourself. I realized that investing in myself, that I not only had a lot of fun enjoying the rewards, but the more I grew, the more I was able to offer to the lab community, both locally and globally. So just investing in yourself gives so much reward. It's like there's just the ROI is so great that it becomes like it's basically overflowing. You're filling your cup and it's overflowing, and others can benefit from that. And so you must be wondering, what would you need to do to be that impactful leader? The one that can spread the impact to your team, to your organization, and have a wider impact for others, maybe your family, friends. And the one sentence answer that I have for that is, be willing and invest in yourself. And we talk a lot about being a great leader starts with leading yourself first. On this podcast, there's quite a few different, we talk a lot about that. And so today I'm going to talk more about how investing in yourself can transform you to have the impact that you always wanted to have. So how do you actually go about investing in yourself? I'm going to talk about 5 ways in which you can invest in yourself to be that impactful leader. And the first thing I want to talk about is to be clear on the outcome that you want to have for yourself, for your team, or any other areas of your life. So basically, knowing what you want for yourself is the first step to get to your goals. And I know for a lot of people, setting outcomes is sometimes very difficult. Some people are not really good at setting, when it comes to setting clear outcomes for themselves. Sometimes it's very difficult, and there's, you know, so before I even get there, I want to make sure that you're setting outcomes that are yours. So setting outcomes that are not yours will bring a lot of frustration and make it difficult, not only for you of how you're actually working with it, but it makes it difficult to accomplish, and it becomes, it's very difficult to have that ease and flow. And that's why it becomes very difficult and it becomes frustrating. So first, make sure you're setting outcomes that you want. If you want to basically visualize how you want to be that impactful leader, sometimes it's best to either be by yourself with pen or paper, or you're with a professional that's going to help to guide you through and ask the right questions. And so you can go back to the episode 66, season 1, where I talk about how to set a clear vision, how to set a vision. The next thing is invest in the training, coaching, education, or whatever is necessary to get you to the outcome that you need. So learning that non-technical skills of becoming that impactful leader would mean investing in yourself. So it's important to find the correct training. because many times that we're doing these trainings, we're basically finding training that's only helping you with the technicalities of management. And that basically won't help you to be that impactful leader that you want. I remember when I did my MBA, some of the most valuable, or maybe I should say the most valuable lesson that I took away were not the technical management skills, but basically what I learned through collaboration with other healthcare leaders. Those were some of the valuable lessons. And that's when I realized why the lab had such a valuable place in healthcare, which actually made it clear, made my desire very clear when it comes to what I want to make an impact on. The desire to be an advocate, to be a coach, to be a consultant, and now shining the light on the lab as an important gap in healthcare. And basically the gap to be that's necessary for diagnostic excellence. So it was this combination of coaching and training in high performance that actually led me to understand that resolving overwhelm or removing the overflowing plate or things from your plate is basically not achieved through doing more, not achieved through having a long list, not achieved by trying to get more people to do more. But then I realized that it's basically doing less is doing more. So I learned a lot outside of the traditional things. I learned a lot through coaching. I learned a lot through learning things like high performance, which were not the typical things like do more, work harder, but basically do more with doing less. And so coaching and additional training helped me realize the importance of things like mental fitness, physical fitness, and how they're so vital, even over the book knowledge, in impacting productivity and high performance. So invest in training, coaching, education. And that's a second way in which you can invest in yourself. Another way is I talk about physical fitness or physical strength. Invest in your physical strength and your physical attributes. So basically having that right energy to create the impact that you want is important. If you have low energy and low motivation, that will negatively affect the way you get things done. It will affect the way you show up for yourself, the way you show up for others. So it's so important to basically show up in a way that you feel good about. So, and also the way you show up will affect the way you feel. And that will help you. It seeps into things like your performance. So that physical attributes has a lot to do with not only how you look physically when it comes to physical strength and maybe physical fitness, but how you look physically when it comes to how you dress and how you show up. Feel good about how you present yourself as a leader. So eating healthy, exercise, good hygiene, and great presence will make that difference on the way you impact your team, yourself as a leader. So a lot of times we focus, as I say, so much on the technical and don't realize how much these other things are important that I'm mentioning today. So the next thing is invest in your mental fitness. And this is such a fresh and important area that has been ignored for so long. And research basically now show the importance of investing in your mental fitness, and that can lead to accomplish those goals that you have as an impactful leader. And I've mentioned before the book Positive Intelligence by Shehrzad Shamin. And in my quest to grow as a coach and to grow personally, I was privileged to train under Shehrzad Shamin in order to understand positive intelligence. And Shehrzad was the head of one of the biggest coaching institutes in the world. And he's now a researcher and a faculty at Stanford and Yale Business School. And with positive intelligence, the focus is basically on mental fitness. And basically, just an overview, mental fitness is your capacity to respond to life's challenges with positive rather than negative mindset. So with that, it impacts your peak performance, impacts your peace of mind and wellness, and healthy relationships. And when you think about those areas basically cover all the things that anyone would want to have a great impact when it comes to peak performance. That could be in any area of your life. So peace of mind and wellness, healthy relationships, that could be any areas of your life. So if we're going to think professionally, peak performance and peace of mind and wellness and healthy relationship, that reflects on the confidence that you have as a leader. That reflects on the courage that you could have to take action. It will help with less conflict on your team. It will help with more team cohesiveness. It will help with more productivity, and the list goes on and on and on. And I won't go into a lot of detail when it comes to mental fitness. It's just so much that I've invested a lot of time and training in that area, and I've seen such positive outcomes when it comes to investing in mental fitness, that I want to actually bring that whole program to not just healthcare, but specifically the lab, because we are under so much stress and strain. And so I'm probably going to do another episode on that, but that's one of the areas in which it's so important to invest in yourself. And the fifth area I'm talking about is make fun a priority. And knowing the impact that you want to have and investing in understanding fun ways to achieving that is so important. And I know that you hear a lot about enjoy the journey. That is so important when it comes to how do you feel when it comes to the outcomes that you'll have. So it's important to enjoy the journey. And in order to make it fun, I want you to first think about those four areas when we talk about investing that I mentioned. So the first one, have a clear vision of what you want for your outcome and not what you think you should have or not what anyone else would have. That alone will bring fun. When it's something that you want to create, when it's something that is you're not trying to figure out for someone else, then you reduce the friction, you reduce the frustration, and it brings you more joy because that's something that you want for yourself. The next one is that we talk about is investing in training, coaching, and education to lead you to those outcomes. And that basically reduces the time that you spend going in the wrong direction. So if you know exactly the type of training and coaching that you need, that will help you to reduce frustration again, reduce the time that you will take wasting, and reduce wasting money. So investing in training, coaching, and education, that make that fun. The next thing is love the way you show up physically. We talk about physical strength or physical fitness and attribute. Make sure that you love the way that you're showing up physically. And then the next one is work on your mental fitness, which will help you to accomplish almost all of the outcomes you set for yourself. And of course, that's a fun one. When it comes to peace of mind and wellness, when it comes to healthy relationships, both at work and at home, and peak performance at home and at work, make it fun. So I know that there are still a lot of professionals who believe that in order to succeed in their careers, they should only focus on technical and academic work. But unfortunately, those who actually find it challenging to reach those goals sometimes get frustrated, and they think, oh, it's so unfair, you know, when others without those academic achievements are actually making more impact. So I put so much time on my academic and my technical skill, and I never developed any of those areas that I mentioned that you should invest in. And that's an example. I'm using myself. If I did so, I would find myself sometimes wondering, why is it that this person who basically didn't do as much as I did, why are they so happy? Why do they have good relationships at work? Why are they being promoted? Why do they have the impact on their team? And, you know, I'm like, it's not fair. But basically, what I've found out over a lot of coaching and training, that the secret to a lot of CEOs and leaders who are happiest and the ones that are meeting their goals and those who actually took the time to invest in areas that I mentioned, they took the time to invest in those areas so they basically can balance what their academic achievement with happiness. And a lot of times people can go so far with academic achievement, and then they find themselves burnt out. They find themselves unhappy. They find that they're not having the relationships that they should have with their teams and with others. And then they find that they're really frustrated about their job, and they're like, the impact that I wanted as a leader, I don't have. And so the mistakes, try not to make those mistakes in thinking that the focus should just be on technical and academic work. So I'll leave you with this. And usually I leave you with at least trying to do one thing. So the one thing, at least, if you don't get to do all of this, the first thing that I would do, and after you do that, then you can go to the next. But the first thing that I would do is to spend some time to identify the outcome that you want for yourself as an impactful leader. And I know I mentioned the podcast that I did in setting a clear vision. But better yet, you know what I'll do? I can offer the first 10 people that reach out to me a free coaching session, and I could help you to create a crystal clear vision for that ultimate success as an impactful leader. So you know exactly what you want, where you're headed, and what you need to make it happen. And I'll also help you uncover hidden challenges that may be getting in the way of your ability to make the changes that would last, or maybe slowing down your progress. And so you leave the session renewed, re-energized, and inspired to finally achieve the change you seek once and for all. So if you'd like to take advantage of this very special, very limited, and totally free 1 hour leadership impact coaching session, reach out to me. So you can reach out to me at lonasmall@lonasmall.com, or you can send me a private message on LinkedIn under Lona Gordon Small. It was such a pleasure sharing with you on this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And you can listen to this and other episodes on directimpactbroadcasting.com or any of your favorite podcast platform, and also on LabVine. You can go on to labvinelearning.com and register, and you can listen to Elaborate Topics Podcast there. I'm inviting you to join the Facebook group for Elaborate Topic Podcast and the LinkedIn group. And if you want to, if you have any suggestions or questions, you can email us at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com. And you can also submit to be a guest on the show when you go into directimpactbroadcasting.com. So send me a message on LinkedIn or lonasmall@lonasmall.com if you'd like to take advantage of the special offer. It's very limited, so you get a totally free 1 hour leadership impact coaching session with me, so you can have a clear, crystal vision of where you want to be as an impactful leader. Have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.